To be or wanna be? The top 10 differences between a successful actor and a starving artist by Sean Pratt. Narrated by Sean Pratt. Copyright 2012 by Sean Pratt. This unabridged audiobook was produced by Sean Pratt in the year 2012 and is distributed by Tantor Media Incorporated.
For Mom and Dad, who taught me how. For Shep and Joanne, who showed me how. For the actors, who ask me how. And for Shannon, who makes it all worthwhile. Introduction. Being labeled a successful actor is something at once subjective and objective, personal and public. It is subjective and personal in that actors must learn to create their own yardstick by which they measure their success, usually from setting specific goals and keeping track of how far along they are in achieving them. Yet there are certain objective standards that can be applied to all actors and their efforts. These universal standards become the gauge by which actors are deemed to be failing or succeeding in their careers by the public at large, as well as by those who know and work with them personally. To illustrate this, I've highlighted the 10 behaviors, actions, or attitudes that have the greatest effect on an actor's chances of success. I contrast these positive behaviors, attitudes, and actions with the destructive ones, starting with the core differences and expanding to encompass the more complex ones. I thought long and hard about the mindset I've tried to create in my own career, and also observed in others, that allows actors to develop a strong network of friends and colleagues in the biz to keep building on each small achievement.